The following is a recording of the Sunday morning service of Rangeville Community Church.
Thanks, Jody. I mean, how beautiful is that? And then this morning, Pastor Andrew is talking about the kingdom. You know, that God, you know, he's given us that ability to rule as kings and priests. Isn't that amazing? And that's the call upon us as his church, and that we can be rulers in the heavenlies and to continue to believe for the kingdom of God to expand and to increase in our nation. Amen. You know, whatever God's called you in as an individual, whatever God's called us in as the corporate body, there is authority, there is power, there is the enabling of the Spirit of God to help us to fulfill the destiny of the increase of the kingdom in the earth. Amen? You know, and we've just been hearing all these massive, great depths of words coming through, people being encouraged, people being championed, people being sharpened up to go back to their communities to continue to release the fullness of the Godhead in the earth, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, God, for the power of your Holy Spirit to continue to just grow and increase in our lives, that we will rise and shine. You said the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Help us, Lord, to rise and shine and to live out, Father, your character, your nature, your attributes, your will and purpose in the earth. Amen. God is good. Look, so I was born and bred in a little country town named St. George, Queensland, 4 hours outside of Toowoomba. Toowoomba is the home of my relatives, my uncles and auntie, and hundreds of relatives that are the traditional custodians of the land. And as I was thinking about that this morning, there came a reminder to me about the relevance that God is wanting to heal and restore our land. And there is a significant part that we as the church has to play. You know, we don't live in the past, but we live now for the future. You know, and everything that Jesus and God has done for us, we remember what he did on the cross for us, and we know that the cross has given us hope for a better future. The answer is Jesus. He is the answer. The government cannot heal and restore the brokenness of people's lives, but the power of the Holy Spirit, he is able to get into the depth of people's lives and to bring transformation and change. I was never brought up in a Christian home. I only heard about Jesus in religious education. But there was something that always seemed to nag me on the inside. I thank the Lord for my parents, a praying mom and a praying dad. But God visited our home. No one came to tell me about salvation and about Jesus and to be born again. But there was something in my life that I felt that there was something missing. There was a nagging thing deep down. Even though I had good friends, I really didn't lack anything. And I believe that the power of the Holy Spirit began to work in me at the age of 14 and a half. And I remember coming home from school one day from religious education, and I thought in my mindset, oh, I don't believe in this God. Who on earth is he? And as I began to contemplate and reflect on what I'd heard in religious education, I thought, well, my Aboriginality and everything that I've learned about the Spirit, it's real to me. You know, my grandfather died and we buried him. And then that night, my mum comes into my bedroom and she says, now, don't be afraid. Granddad might come tonight just to have a last look at you. Granddad's going to turn up and he's probably just come to say his last goodbyes to you. Me and my brothers sort of looking at each other. I was only young. And sure enough, Granddad turns up in my bedroom early hours of the morning. And he's standing at the foot of our bed and he's just grinning and smiling with his cowboy hat on. He was a bushman. But look, I've had manifestations of the things of the supernatural at a young age. You know, and so the supernatural realm and the things of the Spirit was real to me. But the things of the kingdom of God and Jesus and God, it just seemed so fake. It just seemed so distant. It wasn't real to me. But anyway, God knew me and he knew there was something missing in my life and he knew. And I began to just search and think about God at this young age. And then just before turning 15, I had an Eli and a Samuel manifestation. Look, God turned up in my bedroom. And he transformed me. He transformed my family. And it was just like a domino effect where the manifestation and the glory of God turned up. He turned up and revealed himself to us. And our lives were changed forever. I was only 15. I've got to tell you this story. Me and my mum, we finally met this missionary couple that had come to St. George. And they used to stand out in the little street of St. George on the corner opposite the pub where all the locals liked to drink. And they said to me and my mum, hey, do you want to come down Saturday morning? And we said, oh, yeah, we're coming. We get down there. Anyway, we're just singing these chorus with some sort of music in the background. We didn't have guitars and everything that we got today. But anyway, I get up on this little soapbox and I just start preaching. Right opposite the local pub, the popular pub. And my brothers are in there drinking. And then my brothers put their head out the window. Get home. Get home. You're making us shame. You're making us shame. Get home. All the local indigenous people and others, not just our people, that was it, that pub on the corner. But anyway, that's how I started. You know, God just visited my bedroom. He turned up physically. Turned up physical to my sisters and my mother. We didn't know anything about Pentecostalism or anything like that, you know, and going to church. And anyway, Mum was just praying in a bedroom. She comes out and she said, oh, I started to speak this funny language. And I said, Mum, you just got baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And I tell you what, her life was never the same. God just manifested and just transformed our family. I believe that we are coming into that season and I believe it's already on us. And that there is a rise of an awakening. Awakening of God and awakening of the Spirit in the nation of Australia, in the South Pacific Islands. Get ready as people come looking for you. And he wants us to be ready and he wants us to be prepared because we are in the place of significant crossroads, significant transitions. And in these transitions, And at this crossroads, there is an outpouring of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit. And we know it happened in the book of Acts, that while they were waiting for the promise, prophetic promises, they come to pass. There's been so many prophetic promises upon the nation of Australia. There's been so many prophetic promises upon the South Sea Islands, the nations of the sea, that there's coming a move and a wind. The sound of a rushing mighty wind has already started. The church is about to enter. She's already entered significant transition. God is going to take us from one state to another state. He's going to take us from the small to the harvest coming in. He's going to move upon people that you don't even know. He's going to move upon people in the streets and in their homes. There is an awakening in the heart of our nation. And people are beginning to look and to say, where do I go for answers? Where am I going to find God? I tell you, it happened in my family. And it can happen in anybody's family. As you've been praying and waiting, there's such a great sense of strong foundation in Rangel Community Church. She's been founded upon years and years of prayer, upon years and years of hard prayer and plowing and sowing. Get ready, this transition has already taken place, Pastor Andrew. This significant crossroad has happened this weekend, that there's a new dimension, there's a new realm of the things of the Spirit, elders and leaders, as you begin to keep on seeking God, watch what He will do for you. Whatever dreams and visions and desires that you've been praying into, and we heard Pastor Andrew talk about the blessings and the things that he wants God to do in his family and the things that he wants God to do in his life and the things that he wants God to do in the life of the church and the things he wants God to do in the life of our city, our region, and our nation. Amen. There is destiny. There is purpose. There is the anointing of the Spirit of God that is going to enable us and empower us to do all that He's asked of us. Amen. He wants to increase the advancement of His kingdom in the earth. Hallelujah. Today I've entitled my message, Enlarge. Enlargement. There is a capacity of the Spirit that needs to grow and to enlarge within us. We all know that transitioning, sometimes there's a price to pay. To go from one state to the next, to go from singleness to be married, there's a price to pay. You got to give up yourself. You got to lay down yourself. And you got to think, oh, I've got someone else now to worry about instead of just me, number one. So there are prices to pay when you go from into a place of motherhood or fatherhood. There's so many things to think about. I've got to provide, not just for my wife, now I've got to provide for my children. So these are crossroads. They're transitions, and there is a cost to it. There's a cost that you have to pay, even if you go from being poor to becoming rich. It's called hard work. I've got to pay a price to get rich. means I've got to maybe work longer hours. Or maybe God gives us a download of strategies. Entrepreneurial people know all about it. You're up late at night trying to work and sort things out to get your business to grow from the small to the large. And so it's the same in the heart of the church as individuals and in the heart of us as a corporate body, that God wants to grow us, He wants to advance us, and He wants to enlarge our capacity. Amen. Still with me?
Yes.
Our key scripture is found in Isaiah. If you can turn there with me. Isaiah chapter 54. You all probably know it. You all look like scholars here. Pastor Andrew used to be a professor. Did I get it right? The word was amazing this morning about the kingdom advancing, and there are things that we have to be ready to change. And God is wanting us to enlarge our capacity. He doesn't want us to stay stagnant, and He doesn't want us to be in the one place. He always wants to advance us and to increase His capacity in our lives. Isaiah chapter 54. Did I give it to you? Yes. Verses 2-3. But it says, "Sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have labored, but you got no child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord." So He's not just talking about a natural capacity. He's talking about a spiritual capacity to the nation of Israel. He's saying, you may look small now. You may look like you've got nothing as a small nation, but I'm about to do something. I'm about to transition you. I'm about to get you to cross over. You are going into a new dimension. You are going into a new season. There's a significant transition. There's a significant place for you to cross over, and watch out for what I will do. He said, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. That's a bit like me. God, what? Do you want me to do something else now? Aren't I doing enough? Anybody been like that? What do they want there? They're pulling me left, right, centre. What's the matter with these people, Pastor Andrew? Stretching you here, stretching you there. They want this and they want that. Times of stretching. Times of enlargement. And this is what God is saying to the nation of Israel. And now she's come a big nation. You see, the prophetic promise is being outworked in the nation of Israel. God has restored her. God has given back to her. Keep an eye on the nation of Israel as she's part of the prophetic end times, and what's going to happen there, we're going to see it happening throughout the nations of the world. As the enemy rises his ugly head, but I tell you what, the church is going to rise even more. She's going to be clothed in glory. She's going to be clothed with the miraculous. She's going to be clothed with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Believe for more. Don't settle for the little of the dimension of the Spirit. He's the God of the unseen. He's the God of the invisible. And whatever He's asked of you, He's going to fulfill as you lay down your life and allow His capacity to grow in you. Enlarge the place of your tent. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. poor Pastor Andrew had to put up with me. Corinne and Tegan and the staff, they had to lengthen their cords and they had to make way for prophetic voices of the land and probably all of Rangel Community Church having a look around this morning and thinking, we got some weird people here. One of them is named Ada Bowler. Isn't God good? He knows how to get us out of comfort zones, comfortable zones. He knows how to say, come on, change your mindset. Who do you think you are? It's not just about you. It's about all of us. The body of Christ, the man, I just love it. She's all tribes, she's all languages, she's all nations, she's all cultures. I had to get out of my little culture and think, Ada Bowling, you know, just because you're First Nation, nothing's going to change. Hey? It takes all of us. You know, God's got a bigger picture than us. Isn't that good? He's got at us and he's got Australia marked. He's got the South Pacific Island marked. He's got the nation marked because he's a God of the nations. Amen. I just love that old song this morning. I said, oh, I haven't heard this song for ages. Arcs of Me. That was great. Is it Lyle? Oh, sorry. Yes. Evan, thank you. That was beautiful worship this morning. And I love that song. Arcs of Me and I'll give you the nations as your inheritance. You know, I remember God when he challenged me and he said, oh, you're going to India. And I'm going, what? I was only like 22. Man, it was scary. I had to get out of my comfort zone. Sometimes I think, oh, I'm the only little black Aboriginal here, wherever I go. So God had to get me out of my box. He had to kick me out of my box, keep me out of my comfort zones, and say, Ada, it's not just about you and your people. Did you hear that? It's not just about you and your people. God's bigger than me. He's bigger than just one people group. He's a God of the nations. Hallelujah. The church is the answer. You're the key. The love of God that's going to transform our nation. It's you loving up on people that maybe God is saying you've got to reach out to the Africans in our city. Maybe you've got to reach out to the Aboriginal people in your community. Maybe you've got to reach out to another culture. Enlarge your capacity and God will empower you by the Spirit to do whatever he's asking of you to do. And that's what he did with me. There was a bit of resistance. There was a bit of, no way, I'm not going there. Tell you what, when I went to India, everywhere you went, demons were manifesting. This one at this crusade that I went to in India, I was 22, they were just walking and coming for miles. They'd take all day to get to a tent to this big rally in this big grand, you know, auditorium or showgrounds, whatever they called it. They'd walk for miles. They were desperate. You know, sometimes we think as Aussies that everybody looks like they got it together. We might have all the materialism stuff, but that doesn't mean you got it together. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors. We don't know what's going on in the heart and the life of people that we walk by in our shopping centres or we walk by in the streets. Enlarge your capacity to not look on the outward appearance, but to say, Holy Spirit, Let me see what's going on the inside of that person. They may look like they've got everything, and on the inside they're struggling in their relationship with their wife, with their husband. They may look like they've got it together, and maybe they're going through struggling with their business, about to become bankrupt. Maybe they look like they got it together, but they're struggling with addiction. We call them cupboard drinkers, or people that drink and are into medication behind closed doors. We ask for the Spirit to enlarge our capacity to see through the eyes of the Spirit and to hear through the ears of the Spirit. Not because of the eyes of the natural or the natural hearing, but the things of the realm of the Spirit. God is bringing the church back into a place of fullness, that she's operating with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That the glory of the Lord will begin to rise in us as individuals and begin to rise in us as the corporate body, that she's now moving in a dimension of the supernatural. Amen. Coming back to the realm and the character and the nature of the Spirit. It was the Spirit that began to move over the darkness of the earth in Genesis. When God spoke, "Let there be light," there was light, and the Spirit brought about the words that God spoke. He manifested the things that God spoke. And so this Spirit is the enabling, the empowerment for you to outwork what God is asking for you to do. Enlarge your capacity. Stretch out your curtains. And the Spirit of God will work through your life. He will expand you on the right and to the left. I love this. And it said, your descendants will inherit the earth. And he will make the desolate cities inhabitant. Wasn't that great? He said, we will inherit the earth. God gives us the power and the anointing to enlarge our capacity. Amen? Hallelujah. The word enlarge or enlargement, the Hebrew word is enlarge. I don't know how to pronounce it properly, but it's I-N-L-A-R-J. It means to amplify. It means to magnify. It means to enhance. Like a magnifying glass. Have you ever used them? Something you can't see. But when you've got a magnifying glass, it enlarges the capacity and the words become larger for us to see. So it's a magnifying, it's an amplifying of God as he begins to increase your capacity as an individual and our capacity as the church. Isn't that awesome? There are three particular areas I found in my life that I had to enlarge my capacity. You know, a little black girl just coming from the bush, coming to the city. I went to live in Sydney, in Brisbane, to do my nursing at the Prince Charles Hospital at the age of 17. And I hated going to the city. But Mum and Dad were persistent. You're going. You're not going to stay in St. George and do nothing. You're not going to get mixed up with all this stuff that goes on in the little country towns. You're getting out of here. And I said, what? And I can remember finishing my shifts, you know, like at midnight, I'd jump in my car and I'd be driving home to St. George, stop by the side of the road, you know, just to be home with family. It is a price to pay to leave your home, leave your family, leave your friends. You know, and so with enlargement, there's a price to pay. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, God knows what He's doing. He's always bringing us to a place of surrender. Laying down a cross, laying down self, and taking up like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Expansion and enlargement. I found that I had to enlarge the capacity of my heart. Three things. First one is enlarging the capacity of our heart. The person on the inside. Matthew chapter 9. As we talk about enlargement, and these are three things that I believe that God wants to enlarge our capacity in. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35. You know, we see in the Gospels that there were times that Jesus became a little bit frustrated. He was the Son of God, but He was also the Son of Man. And I could just see Him shaking His head and thinking, haven't they got it yet? What's the matter with these fellas? What's the matter with these people? They just couldn't grasp or get a hold of what Jesus had come to do. That the kingdom of God had come in the form of a man. And that He came to deposit. He came to leave. He came to bring about the character, the nature, and the attribute of the Father God. We see in this scripture that as Jesus is ministering in Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 37. Look, Jesus went about all the cities and villages. He's teaching in the synagogues and He's preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and there is healing. Healing every sickness, every disease among the people. He is crowded by the multitudes. They're pulling Him to the left. They're pulling Him to the right. They're reaching down at the bottom of his garment, trying to get hold of Him. Zechariah climbed a tree so that he could see Him. So there's all this going on in the natural realm. And here we see Jesus in verse 36 of Matthew 9. But when Jesus, He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion for them because they were weary, because they were scattered like sheep having no shepherd. And He said to His disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. Can you just imagine how He would have felt? One person having this ability and anointing upon his life to lay hands on the sick, to see people delivered, to see the dead raised from the dead. And He was being pulled left to right. He had multitudes following that He had to get away to the desert or up into the mountains to get some peace, to have some time alone. So there was a capacity of the Spirit, because He said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me. He came down out of the wilderness after temptation and being confronted with the devil. He overcame the enemy. He came down and He had to fulfill His destiny. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, to destroy the works of the enemy. there was an enabling power and enlargement of the capacity of God. This anointing of the Spirit gave him the capacity to enlarge his heart to have compassion for the lost, for the widows, for the prostitutes, for those that were drug addicts, for those that were in the pubs. He went and sat with the pub men. He went and sat with the woman at the well. He was able to have a capacity to reach people and to spend time with them and to reach out and see what was going on in the inside. Not look at the outward, but he looked at the inward state of the heart of the people he was called to. Amen? The capacity of our heart to love. We all get them, don't we? Well, we just have times in our lives where God is stretching our capacity to love. Look, we're all natural. We're all being brought up in particular ways. We all have traditions and customs that we've learnt and we live by. But if God's calling you to another nation, something has to take place in you. If he's calling you to a people group that you've never hung out with before or you don't have any friends, in that particular group, I've got to enlarge my capacity. I've got to allow my capacity in my heart to say, Lord, give me the love for this people. Give me the love for this people group. There's always a responsibility. God, what is it do I need to do? Everybody's different. He's going to use you. You'll be able to reach people I'll never reach. I'll be able to reach people that you'll never reach. So the first enlargement is the capacity of our heart to love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. No greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. The capacity of Jesus to love like no other, to reach over tradition and customs and cultures and laws as a Israelite man, as a Jewish man or as a Hebrew. He was a messianic priest. He was trained up in the ways of the laws, tradition and customs. And he had to lay that aside. And he had to expand his capacity of his heart to love and to sit with a Samaritan woman. And she was the scum of the earth. They were rejected and despised. And yet he took the time to talk to the woman at the well. Hallelujah. You can just see the disciples, what's the matter with Jesus? What's he thinking? He's going to be the talk of the town. What? He's sitting with a Samaritan. We're not allowed to mix with them. We're not allowed to talk to them. They're the scum of the earth. They're at the bottom of the ladder. The capacity to enlarge by the Spirit of the Lord, love and compassion. Amen. The next capacity of enlargement place that God wants to bring us. He wants to release us from confinement. He wants to release us from restrictions. He wants us to have this strengthening power of the Spirit that is going to increase our capacity for emotions, to become more resilient, to become more patient, to become a person who's long-suffering, to be a person that is increasing in the face of trials and tribulation, perseverance. Having done all to stand, be steadfast and immovable. Enlarge the capacity of the Spirit of God in our emotions. It's hard sometimes, isn't it? When you're going through a trial and a tribulation, some people are just, you haven't got the patience for. And I think, oh, I know, here they come again. I'm going across the other side. Not her again. Not him again. Have you had that, Pastor Andrew? Or is it just me? What is the matter with them? But I think the question is, what is the matter with me? The capacity of our emotions. You know, as God calls us as the church in Australia to lead the way, we are not the little Australia down under anymore. God's calling us to lead the way. He's called us to be the head and not the tail. He's called us to stand up and to take our place in this great awakening and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead, beginning to come awakening in our nation, rumbling and shaken. We've shifted into it already. Enlarge your capacity, not just in your heart to love, but in your emotions, to ask the Lord to mold us and make us, that I've got the patience of Job. Hey, that I've got a spirit that's going to be long-suffering, that I have a spirit of perseverance, that in the time of tribulation, that in the times of persecution, that in the times when things are coming against us, that our emotions are strong and grounded in the love and the grace and the mercy of God. Not in my own natural ability, not in my own natural strength, but in the natural living out by the Spirit of God outworking in our lives. And it says that in Galatians chapter 5. Let's turn to there. Are you still with me? When am I supposed to finish, Pastor? Have I gone over time? I just got one more point after this one, but we're talking about the enlargement, enlarging our capacity. We hear about many awesome men and women, God, going to other nations, going into places and things and people being transformed because they've allowed the Spirit of God to mold them, to fashion them, and to make them. They're allowed the Spirit of God to get them out of their comfort zones. They're allowed the Spirit of God to get them into the bigger picture. They're allowed the Spirit of God to stretch them and to enlarge their capacity so they can be empowered by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, to do and to live out their destiny. Isn't that amazing? And we see in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, you all know it, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. I know I've been tried with that many times, long-suffering. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, but those who are Christ have crucified the flesh. So we've got to crucify things in our lives. Crucify the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Crucifying the flesh. Crucifying my natural things in my life. And I say, God, increase the capacity. Enlarge the capacity of my emotions, that wherever you're sending me, wherever you're taking me, that God, that I am ready and prepared to live out, Father, the call and the destiny, that I am resilient, that I am patient, that I am long-suffering, that I am increasing in the spirit of persevering, and I will not be moved, that I am steadfast and immovable, that our emotions are strong in the power of the Holy Ghost. Look, and we're not there yet. You may not be there yet, and I'm not there yet. God's always molding me and changing me. And he's always saying, Ada, enlarge this capacity. Put that thing over here and get your focus on this. And so it's the Spirit that outworks his character and his nature and his attribute in our life as we surrender and say, I've got to crucify the flesh, take up my cross daily and follow Jesus. Amen. One more point. Have you got it? Increasing in enlargement the capacity of your heart, where Jesus was moved with compassion for the lost. The second one is increasing and enlarging the capacity of your emotions, that I'm becoming resilient, strong and immovable, steadfast and perseverant, increasing in perseverance to not give up the call, not give up the race, not give up what I'm living for, which is the things of eternal destiny. Amen? This life is going to pass away, but the things of God are going to be forever. Isn't that great? We may go through pain, tribulation, persecution for the now, but it's all worth it for eternity. I'm looking forward to the day that I will see Jesus face to face. Hallelujah. He is good. He's a God. He's a God of eternal rewards. Hey, being faithful, he rewards us. He's got a crown for us. Hey, he's got a crown for us. Amen? Isn't that amazing? Well done, good and faithful servants. Hallelujah. I just love it that God knows where we're at. Isn't that good? Wherever you're at right now, he knows. He understands your thoughts are far off. He knows your word before you even speak it. He's got your tears bottled up, waiting for you in heaven when you get there. I tell you what, he's going to have a big bottle for me. I've done a lot of crying. Hallelujah. The third capacity of enlargement and increasing is taking up our cross daily and dying to self. Capacity of our mindsets. Allowing the Holy Spirit to bring his empowerment and a capacity to grow us and enlarge our mindsets to enter into what he's got for us. John chapter 3, verses 31. I'm just wondering if I could ask the band to come up. Pastor Andrew, I'm not quite sure what you do, but I'm just... I just sense if we can just after this, we're just going to enter in to that song, Arcs of Me. Hallelujah. The capacity and the enlargement of the Spirit of God, that we would enter into the will of the Lord for our lives. It's a mindset that I've had to change, enlarge my capacity and to change my way of thinking. It's found in John chapter 3. As we finish up on this last point this morning. John chapter 3. We're looking at the capacity of our mindsets. You know, all of us have been brought up in particular ways of living, and we've learnt things. And sometimes our mindsets can be stuck in a particular way of doing things. I learnt how to do this way. That's how I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. But when you come into the kingdom of God, He wants to transform our mind. He says, renew your mind. Transform your mind by the renewing of the Spirit. I had to start thinking a little bit different. I have to start thinking about how God thinks. I have to start thinking about, hey, this is the way He thinks of me. This is the way I should be doing, I should be thinking. Through the Bible, His Word. He wants to transform those mindsets. He wants to get rid of different things that we're struggling with in our minds. And He, by the power of the Spirit, He can do it. In John chapter 3, verses 31. As I finish up with this last point this morning, and we're talking about being transformed, being enlarging our capacity, and in John chapter 3, verse 31, He who comes from above is above all, and he who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. He says, He must increase, and I must decrease. So as we come this morning, we're thinking about transforming our mindset, renewing our mindset, increasing the capacity of the Spirit of God to change our way of thinking. We're asking the Lord to touch our heart with compassion, enlarge our capacity to love. We're asking the Lord to enlarge our capacity in our emotions, to have a resilience and a stability and a perseverance spirit. Let's all just stand. Hallelujah. We're just going to start singing this song. Heaven, I got it right? Thanks, Heaven.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you. I don't know what you need to ask God to do this morning. Do you need a new touch of His compassion? Jesus was moved with compassion. Do you need Him to just strengthen your emotions, that you have a resilience and a no-give-up spirit? Perseverance, steadfast. Asking the Holy Spirit to enlarge you. Do you need that sense of enlargement, that God will come and change your way of thinking, change your capacity, how you think about yourself? God always thinks the best for us. He said that His ways are higher than ours. Hallelujah.
That concludes our sermon recording. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or require further information, please contact our church office on 0746361144, or you can email us office@rangeville.com.